talk with George Richards here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. George Richards has covered the Panthers for many years, and you can read his coverage at FloridaHockeyNow.com. I thought, George, that the Panthers would have a good chance at winning last night because Stolarz was out, and we were talking about it, and admittedly, all our hockey knowledge is rudimentary, but none of us had accounted for Sergei Bobrovsky not looking like a stellar goalie. So was last night a missed opportunity, and can you speak a little bit on how Bob is playing?
Yeah, I think it was a missed opportunity because there were opportunities, right, in that third period for the Panthers to score on Joseph Woll. And listen, he's the backup just because of how good Stoley's been, right? I mean, Joseph Woll won 27 games with Toronto this season, so he's not your average backup. I mean, they were kind of 1A, 1B in Toronto this year, so he's been a starter. He started against the Panthers in the playoffs 2 years ago and played well. But to your point, yeah, I mean, you had that great opportunity. Mackie Samuskevich had a chance to tie it, hits the blocker, had an open net and went low. There was also a puck that got swept out by McCabe. They would have tied the score. So the Panthers had plenty of opportunities, just like they did, you know, despite kind of sleepwalking through 30 minutes of game one. You saw what the Panthers did the second half of the second and all of the third to get back in that game. So the Panthers can get back in this thing. I mean, they've got, you know, if they win one, you know, they need to get some wins at home, obviously. But now they've got to win four of the next five against a Toronto team that's just much, much different than they were before. They've got better defense. They've got, you know, a coach who's been there before and knows how to handle these situations. And, yes, Sergei Bobrovsky just has to make some of those saves. That floater that came in to make it 4-3 last night. It's certainly a goal he'd like to have back.
You're muted, Crowder.
I don't know how to use this. Maybe Bob can figure out how to use his glove.
We can't criticize Bobrovsky if you can't get your mic on.
Bob, use your knees, Bob. No, speaking of Bob, George, like 9 goals in 2 games. Is there a chance we see what Vanecek, like, would they ever go away from him if he's healthy?
No, I mean, you know, unless he gives up 7 in a game and you pull him, but then you're going to start him the next night. No, Sergei Bobrovsky's the starting goalie. He's done too much. He's played too much. He's won too much. Listen, I think in game one, he was playing small. I mean, that first goal that they scored, he like looked shrunken in the net and, you know, so yeah, listen, I'm no goalie expert, but they'll work through that stuff. I thought Sergei was fine last night, just like Paul said, aside for that fourth goal, the goals that Toronto got, you know, were 2-on-1s. I mean, those are hard goals to stop when you know, when you're playing the puck and then they pass it and you're out of position. But Joseph Stoll made those saves last night for Toronto, at least when it counted. And listen, if Mackie Samuskevich scores that goal, maybe it's a different situation. Perhaps Florida ends up pulling that one out. But hey, give credit to Joseph Woll for winning that game for Toronto. And he's the guy right now. They said today in Toronto that Stolarz wasn't going to fly with the team to Fort Lauderdale. So it's Joseph Woll tomorrow and probably in game 4. And then we'll see what happens after that. But, listen, they're not going to Vanecek. If Spencer Knight was here, maybe we're having that conversation a little bit, but he's not. It's not Spencer Knight. It's Vitek Vanecek and versus Sergei Bobrovsky. They're going to take Sergei 10 times out of 10.
Does that satisfy you, Solana? Because Solana was highly critical yesterday. He was calling for Bob to hit the wood. And Solana even said, what'd you say? That, hey, Bill Zito, maybe you shouldn't have traded away Spencer Knight, but I would submit to you, George, that trade kind of was a really good trade, getting Seth Jones. And I
understand, you know, why the trades were made. And GR, I wasn't necessarily critical of those trades when they were made. But
does anyone call you GR, George? Because we've had this running conversation.
I get that online. Never to my face.
The last couple times we've had you coming on, Solana gets excited. He's like, oh, GR, cool. And
I get that online.
GR.
GR. Yeah. GR. Yeah. That's me.
Stoli kind of just walk, and I get it, right? But then they have Spencer Knight, and then they traded him, and I'm happy with Seth Jones. I like the Marchand move. Like, I realize why those decisions were made, but now you're in a position, GR, where you need potentially a goalie to come in and spark something because Bob just doesn't have it right now. I don't know. It just seems like we kind of just figured, oh, Bob was unbelievable last postseason run. He'll do it again this year. And here you are, down 2-0.
Listen, the thing with Spencer Knight was he was not tradable at the beginning of the year. Nobody knew what Spencer Knight was going to bring to the Panthers. With a $4.5 million contract, Spencer was untradeable at the beginning of the year. But once he started playing and people were like, oh, that Spencer Knight is back. He was able to be a big piece in that Seth Jones thing. And if, you know, the reason why they couldn't keep Stolarz last year was because they had $4.5 million invested in Spencer Knight. And last year when Spencer Knight was playing in the AHL, they were paying him $4.5 million and they were paying Stolarz one. So now moving forward, you're going to be able to find the next Anthony Stolarz. Maybe it's Vanacek. I don't know. But I trust the Panthers goalie department to figure this thing out moving forward.
And George, can GR, I guess, I don't know why we're going with this, but
let's go with it. Why not?
Can refs like decide a series? Because we were talking about it earlier in the show. It seems like they're not letting the teams get physical, some ticky-tack crap. Like, it's no conspiracy theory, but it seems like the refs are taking Paul Ball out of hockey.
They're calling weird stuff. That's the thing. They're calling the ticky-tack stuff, and then guys are just getting absolutely blown up, and they're not calling anything. So, just some weird officiating. I don't think it's tilted in any way, at least in this series. Can enough fit? Sure. I mean, they can call, they can call it lopsided for sure. But listen, the Toronto Maple Leafs have taken Paul Ball out of it. Toronto is playing Florida Panther-style hockey, and they're not backing down. Florida's forecheck has been, they've been able to keep the puck in their zone for extended periods of time, and Toronto is not letting them do that. Toronto's keeping the puck. Toronto's turning the tables on Florida, at least in the first two games. So we'll see if that changes starting tomorrow night in Sunrise. But no, it's not officiating. It's Toronto. Toronto has come to play, and they've come to play the right way, and they are matching the Panthers hit for hit.
It doesn't sound to me like you give the Panthers a ton of chance to win this series just based on the first answer you gave during the segment where you said now they've got to win 4 out of 5. And the way you said it was kind of dismissive. You don't think they're going to win this series, do you?
Oh, no, I think they can. Yeah, they can. Yeah, if any team can do it, it's the Panthers. I mean, and at the end of the day, these are still the Toronto Maple Leafs. And this, you've still got Joseph Woll, as good as he's been, he's not a Vezina winner by any means. I mean, it's like getting into a team's bullpen after you face their starter for 7 innings. You feel like you've got a chance. Now, Florida can score on this guy. They did it in game one. They scored, 3 goals in the third period against Woll. So, yeah, they can put goals up. They just need to clamp down and not get into a track meet with this team because there's a lot of high-end talent on this Toronto team. But Florida's deeper. Florida's got a better skilled players aside from like the Austin Matthews, who's one of the top players in the NHL. They just need to get back on track a little bit, and maybe they do that in Sunrise. Listen, if all things go according to the way the Panthers, they're going to get 3 games at home, 3 and 4, and then game 6. So yeah, they can pull this off if the Panthers can. The Panthers could pull the reverse sweep. Look, Toronto was up 3-0 on Ottawa in the first round and was completely dominating that series. And Ottawa won two straight and got right back into it. So there's no doubt Florida can do that as well.